Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, that's right. It's time. Hey, you know what? SW is taking over. I have decided to not sell the confidence course anymore. I'm going to include the entire course in SW's curriculum. So otherwise, instead of that $1,500, you can hit me with $650, the tuition. And you'll get the course once you get in class. I mean, I don't really want to do that because I'm not that good of a guy. But, you know, so many people are pirating my shit. Steve the Dean told me a long time ago when I first started fucking with him that, man, they going to pirate your shit. And they are, man, selling my shit for $30, $25, you know. So, and those fools be calling me, too. Talking about they want to get an SW. They already got the course. And, you know, they want me to teach it to them. Man, please. But I got to thinking, the only way I could, like, stop them pirates is start giving my shit away. Well, not giving it away. But I'm saying at least you're going to learn. I'm going to stop selling it. And whoever comes to Sidewalk University is going to get it. Plus, they're going to be taught by me. So it's a big deal. And I'm going to change my site around to reflect this. And hopefully you give me a lot of students. You know, 650, you know, whatever. That should net me some students. I want a lot of students because you know what? It's hard to admit certain things about yourself. And one of those things for me is that I'm insatiable. It's like very rarely am I satisfied. What do you do about it? What do you do about, if that's the case, not admitting or it's hard to admit some things about you? What do you do? Well, what you do about it is hide whatever it is you're ashamed of, or you try to keep it from as many people as you can. And you do that because exposure is a motherfucker. Exposure is, man. Do any of you voluntarily or ever volunteer, to be on Front Street? Do any of you even want to be on Front Street? You know, when I do something, I try my best to do it well. I just do. When I start something, I finish it the way it should be done, to the best of my ability. And I kind of learned that from my pops, but I really learned it from my childhood boxing coach, Archie Moore, known as the Mongoose. He was the light heavyweight champion, you know, in the early 60s, I think it was. You know, I believe a lot of the things drilled into my head, sometimes pounded in it, was rooted in the need to have a firm backbone. And I learned a lot about that from Archie Moore. There is no way any person who has fucked with me can tell you any different than I'm a stand-up dude. I am. If I expect it of you, I expect it of me. That's why my circle of, you know, me and friends is a small circle, and I intend to keep it that way for as long as I can. Because you ask, not you, but ask yourself, how many champions can it be? 701, I see you right there, brother. What's up?
Hey, bud. I'm cool, man. I'm just over here listening to your show, man. I'm at work. You know how it is. Be cool, OG.
Oh, right on, D. Okay, so where was I? Okay, what I'm saying is anybody who fucked with me, you know, no, you gotta qualify. You know, and if I don't think I'm something, why should you? So, yeah, I think I'm something. And as far as how many champions can it be? Whatever number you come up with, multiply it times a million. Because there's that many more people who study boxing, sports, and other fields of endeavor and never make it out of their goddamn hood. I mean, sometimes being standing in the hood is cool. You might be, you know, they're going to help a whole bunch of motherfuckers. But you better accept champions only deal with other champions. Unless they're doing something with their time, giving back to the community, blah, blah, blah. They only deal with other champions because a champion has a certain mindset. Only other champions understand that there is never an off day. There's no such thing as doing it later. The only speed a champion knows is going all out. And remember, any one of you who decide to deal with me personally, it ain't no slipping. It ain't no half-stepping with me. I don't hang with mama's boys. I don't deal with a motherfucker fucking a bitch and can't depend on her. I surely don't hang with dudes who are procrastinators. I don't even care for dudes who expect me to fucking get in their car and the motherfucker shaking and shit. Air conditioning ain't working worth a fuck. Man, I'm old. I need comfort. If you keep your car on empty, don't expect me to get in that motherfucker with you. I imagine running out of gas. You know, the things I've just listed are some of the things real men don't do. See, this is what we do at SWU. We go deep. And we talk about some real shit. Think about this. The recipe for pound cake was passed down from generation to generation in my family. Same thing for sweet potato pie and a whole bunch of other dishes. Now, over the years, times have changed so much that I guess you guys' taste has changed. Because what I'm saying is when it comes to a pound cake or a sweet potato pie or some real potato salad or some candy yams or some real shit like that, when it comes time, you know, Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, where the fuck do you want to go? If you can, the best of your ability, you're going to make it to whoever cook like mama. You know, if you got somebody to cook like mama, even if it ain't in your family, you know where to go to pay for it and it tastes like mama. That's where you're going. Because the occasion comes around and you want the real deal. When it comes to food, you got to go to the earlier generations version. Three generations back. Then you get some food. Now, why is that, I wonder? Because, you know, cakes are cakes. But if you fucking want a pound cake or a sweet potato pie, like many other things or dishes in today's world, old school kicks kills it every time. Hands down. Period. I mean, if you taste that dry-ass sweet potato pie, pound case that they be serving in restaurants. It don't taste nothing, man. You need water or a drink. Man, my mama's pound case and that shit, you didn't need no Kool-Aid. You didn't need shit. Matter of fact, man, we used to mix them. Part motherfucking potato pie and part pound cake on the fork. Eat that shit at the same time. That's some bomb-ass motherfucking shit. You probably wouldn't know any better because you never really taste real pound cake or even had a slice of real sweet potato pie. I'm so goddamn glad I was born when I was. Motherfuckers today don't even know what fruit is supposed to taste like. These peaches today are dry as hell. The nectarines, plums, the watermelon, all of it's dry. Why? Because they done did something to improve it or to make more of them. Man, that shit don't taste like what I know that shit to taste. Fruit was something like dessert. That shit today, it just looks like whatever they say it is. It sure don't taste like it. I don't even eat fruit. Bananas weren't dry like they are now. Fuck. Believe it or not, I can bake with the best of the women today. I can cook any meal I want and bake any goddamn dessert I desire. Because when we was kids, in our early teens, my mother made all of us learn how to cook, bake, and clean. I didn't understand it then, but you know, them old people back then, they was way sharper than the people are today. My mom was making us be independent and not need any goddamn woman. She always said for us to be happy with the one you choose. Now, I'm the kind of person who gives you a chance. If it's in you to make some money and you have something I need or want, I ain't got no problems with giving you no money for it. Because I'm going to have something you want, too. I don't do it because, you know, I'm a nice guy. I do it because, say, the motherfucker that sold me on a few ideas he had or have, and I like them. So let's say we hook up and things get rolling. It looks good, so I tell the motherfucker, you know, you can get some extra dough if I could depend on you. Man, as time go on, things keep happening that this internet IT motherfucker's supposed to know. And you know, excuses coming left and right. First, I couldn't keep him away from a nigga, but after them excuses start coming, I mean, after I start complaining, the nigga stayed away, and when I called him, he would just motherfucker give me excuses. So I realized this motherfucker didn't know shit. Now, my point, motherfuckers, it's just like most of you guys. There's one or two of you that know what the fuck you're talking about when you open your mouth. But the majority of you has fucked with this internet. And this internet has got so many of you motherfuckers fucked up until a lot of you think you can do the shit IT motherfuckers do. Now, man, I trusted this fool, and my system got totally fucked up, of course. And, of course, I had to pay more than I was paying that motherfucker to get it fixed. So what I'm saying is I had to spend money to undo the shit this motherfucker did. And, of course, I couldn't contact the nigga to scream on him. So I guess he thought I was going to wait till he came back from Jupiter or somewhere he was. Man, moral of the story. Most motherfuckers who say they can do shit and will swear that they can do it, they've only looked on the internet and read some goddamn shit. They don't know shit about shit and will swear it's something you did wrong. That's where I win at Sidewalk University. I get no complaints. I'm lauded all the time. They love what they learn there. And it ain't got shit to do with some fantastic way other than how to think. Now, I don't blow smoke up motherfuckers' ass and call it a day because I'm Rosebud. Man, if you can't physically and mentally see what the fuck you learning with me, shit, you could have my whole library free. Part of my assignments is to write at this point what you've learned. And if you want to get extra credit, write the benefits you see in learning it. Come on, man. This is real shit. Oh, you don't see it? Okay, it's cool. What I'm saying is you can believe it's real shit or not. I ain't really caring. I take you through the rigors of learning how to think. Learning how to think on your feet. And I do that by assigning work to you that you must physically as well as mentally learn. By the way, what the fuck are you waiting on? Especially now. In a week, I'm going to be in the last month of this semester. And believe it or not, there's plenty of openings. And, oh, shit, and that's right. You guys, whoever fuck with me now, get to fade that $650 for every motherfucking thing. From now on, in reality, I'm going to be saying that on just about all my motherfucking videos now. Because Sidewalk University and the course combined will remain at $650. I've got 77 new tools plus the 66 that I already had. So, I mean, I got a gang of motherfucking tools for you. All you got to do is want some. Now, you guys know I can't have a school unless I got a gang of students. Well, I didn't have to have a gang of students. I had students without students. But I want a gang of students now because I've learned some different shit in the past 2 years. I remember I tried $500 before and I got like 50 dudes. But I mean, I guess they was just having money to fuck off. Because them motherfuckers dropped out like flies and maybe 10 of them went to the end. But my point is, get your lazy ass up and register. I got plenty of seats for a motherfucker now. I used to do it to turn out broads. I'd tell them how I wanted her to be. And then I'd give her a high number to reach me at the end of the night. You know, I had to know what kind of woman she was. Can you stand up under pressure? A lot of people break under pressure. A lot of them bitches came in with that high number. A lot of them bitches ran off. Shit, I wasn't caring. You got to do with me about 30 days anyway before I like you. But any goddamn way, I know pressure will bust a lead pipe. So you know what the hell it'll do to your ass if you can't stand it. In my life, you didn't fire the bitch. You tempt her away. It's now that's the way I'm running my school. I'm letting the work run you off. Or it's going to make you a badass motherfucker. That's how I thought about bitches. You got to, you know, stand up to this shit and you be a bad motherfucker. But if you don't, you're just going to be one of them mini punks. Which one you going to be, bitch? Now, I don't look at these students as bitches, but I certainly look at the technique I certainly employ or make use of the technique that I use to maintain them because it's a good technique and it works with any group. Don't be mad at me. I've been doing this kind of goddamn shit, coming up with shit you ain't thought of, but you could have. Well, I'm saying shit. I ain't trying to be no pimp nigga, but I'm going to use everything I got in my arsenal to make myself successful. And that includes, you know, the technique I just described to you. A motherfucker gonna do what they say they can do, or they will wish they never fucked with me. Period. And with some goddamn internet knowledge. I'm being real with you. If you want to fuck with a nigga, fine. You ain't got to. I learned what I needed, which helped me. But I ain't carrying a full-grown nigga. You niggas need to grow up, which means moving out your mama's house. And if you stay, you can't complain about how she got you living. Because you ain't got no business living there. You dudes take a room in mom's house and just stay. Some of you stay till you're over 50. Then you say you're helping out. Helping out around the house. Now, if you had the money, I wonder if you wanted something for your car. Would you get it? Those of you that would have a car living with moms. Or you might be driving mom's car, taking it to fill it up. It seems as if you would buy whatever you want for your car. But I'm noticing so many of you guys want to be comfy talking to women. And look, I ain't got no callers, and you can't even talk to me without stammering. Okay, then you want to be live like me when it comes to being yourself around women. So I guess a car means more to you than looking in the mirror does, because when you look in the mirror, you're going to see you, and you're going to have to think of how much you're missing and how much you're lacking. So fuck whatever it is about the car, unless, you know, the car means more to you. I ain't saying have a fucked up car. I ain't saying none of that. It just seems like you'd understand if you wanted something for you or your car, you would get it. If you would stop procrastinating and sacrifice $650, sacrifice it on improving yourself. Give yourself 90 days of fucking with me, of me talking hella shit, making you want to hit me in my mouth. But the very motherfucker that want to hit me in my mouth be the main one to give me the president of graduation. Man, thanks. Thanks for putting up with my shit. I get that all the time. Why? Because them motherfuckers realize the changes they gonna have went through. And then I tell them on graduation, hey, just remember, you got to put what you learned to work starting now. And you got to be using it from now on. I was watching the commercial about Peloton or whatever it is, that little exercising shit. And they say, shit, 92% after a year is still fucking with it. And then the commercial go on to say, yeah, they're using it as a hanger. But, of course, then they start showing you how everybody is still fucking with it. My point is I got motherfuckers 7 years now. And them motherfuckers is still using that course. They hit me and tell me, man, I don't know how you knew to make this, but you're just so right. Hey, my course prepares you for each level you're capable of reaching in life. Because if there's 10 levels to reach the very top, when you're looking from level one, you can't see shit up there. You just see what it is. 10 levels. But when you get to level 8, you're starting to see a little bit more. And you can see that it ain't no next level until you get on level 9. When you get on level 9, you can see the top of level 10. And you see the level 10, that level is, all the other levels are only 2 or 3 feet. So you climb up like steps. But 10 is fucking 50 feet. And then there's a whole nother 10 steps. That's life. That's how life go. And every time you get to the top, there's some more. That's why, you know, niggas like us, when you say, what's up, man? Some more of it. Yeah, because it don't stop. You got to be like that. It don't fucking stop. I don't give a fuck what's wrong. Cold, whatever. Storm, shit. Yes. You better dodge them raindrops and get my motherfucking money. Shit. I'm just saying, and when you come in and you ain't even wet, I'm going to give you the night off because you're going to hit it again in the morning. That's just how you just got to be like that. Now, if you would just understand that using your conversation is a gift, it's just a gift. I'm giving it to you right now. Well, maybe not right now, but I certainly give it to you at SWU. That's part of the thanks I get. Hearing them motherfuckers can't even put two words together, spitting at a bitch now. Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. And we focus on women. Why? Because most dudes, that's the scariest conversation they could possibly ever have. Talking one-on-one with a woman. Oh, my God. I don't have no emojis. I don't have, I got, oh, shit. That's how y'all think, man. Not a motherfucker that graduate from Sidewalk University. They know what to do. And they know what to say. Better than that, they know how to say it. Shit, don't fuck with Bud. 1.0 is for recognizing and building your confidence. Being, well, you got to get it to find out. 2.0 is an entirely different ball game. It's about what the fuck to do with that new knowledge and how you going to maximize it. So what I'm saying is I ain't telling you about it now, but it's part of the curriculum at Sidewalk University. You don't even have to buy it no more. Shit. I've been doing pretty good for about 10 years with my shit. And I could kind of do what I'm doing. Now, to get to where I have made a mistake, I might have to change my mind, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'm finna blow up like I want to, because I want Sidewalk University to become a physical school, a real school. All I need is a building and some rooms. Some motherfucker could come. Shit, I'm just saying. You need to enroll in Sidewalk University and see for yourself what all those dudes are talking about. This stuff, my stuff, is real. And the results you get will be even more real. You know, I recently made 70 years old. I remember when I was 19 or 20 and I would see those 60-plus-year-old dudes. They looked as if they had one foot in the grave already. They were bent all over and walking slow as if, you know, they could barely make it. But I got to admit, they worked a lot harder than I ever did. Shit, that's why they were so strong. I haven't really slowed down my pace of walking yet. And I find myself speeding across the crosswalk like I'm in a young man. And I think God has given me an opportunity to grow old respectfully and gracefully. Long as I do what I should do in life, as should you. My wife will be continuing. I do not plan on checking out anytime soon. So on the motherfucking the 21st of every November, I'm going to have a toast with myself because it'll be my birthday. I'm going to toast to my years of faith in this abadabba I got. My last birthday was on a Friday, and a few days before, I just started rolling. Then on my birthday, I set a time, and I, you know, not going back. I've really been doing my thing with Sidewalk University, and it's, you know, I've discovered a lot of you motherfuckers, probably most of you, already have the tools you need to be more confident. Sadly, most of y'all are missing the instructions on using your tools. What good is a hammer if you don't know how to hit a nail flush? All tools are made to be used in an optimal manner. The tools you have within yourself have been subdued. And the so-called men of today are fooled into thinking about the thing manliness has disappeared. Now, manliness hasn't disappeared. Today, you got to think of all kinds of shit is what's really going on. You have to think of these things. And these things is going to be some shit you don't really want to think about because the force is against you. The fucking tools I'm talking about, society didn't stand them. So, you know, the force is against you. The force is society's belief that men who show their manliness are not real men. Society would have you believe only the men who forfeit their manliness for the sake of making women comfortable around them. They got you thinking they are men. Now, I discard that notion for the notion that women like men who show they are motherfucking men. Otherwise, if you meet a woman and you afraid to be macho, you got a problem. Macho is not what it's been defined as. Macho is not negative unless you use it negatively. Macho is a way for you to show any woman you're not afraid to be a man of substance, especially in her presence. Macho is a way for you to show any man, do not fuck with me. Macho is also a way for you to grow your balls. Some of you guys' nuts have shrunk so small you forgot what they're for. Balls are to support you in your quest to be a man. That's why you want your balls to drag the ground. Mine didn't drag the ground for 60 of my 70 years. And shit, how can a person be 70 and talk as much goddamn shit as I do? And if you ever meet me, it's real because I do it in person. It's easy when you didn't spend your entire adult life and most of your teenage years doing it. I've never been a motherfucker who was at a loss for words or action. I lived in a time where your clothes meant hell a lot. And I didn't even have no clothes. I grew up without none of the slick shit, you know, that make young boys think they cool. I didn't have no stingray. You know, I didn't have no real live tennis shoes. I didn't have none of that shit. I grew up without the slick shit. My hair wouldn't grow. I couldn't have a natural, like, you know, all the motherfuckers was wearing naturals. My shit, that was fun. And I had pimples on my forehead. I remember that shit. My family was so large, we hardly ever got new shit. all hand-me-downs sewed up and shit by moms. But because of this shit, I became the best shit-talking motherfucker you wanted to see. We used to call it singing. And I'd signify on your hair, your clothes, your breath, your mama, your house, you name it, and I used it to sing on. The whole time I was doing it, I was fucking wishing that I didn't have to do it. Only if I would have had what them motherfuckers had, I wouldn't have had to talk so much shit. Then hell, I wouldn't be me. When you talk as much shit as the combined oceans of the world have water, you are truly one shit-talking motherfucker. I talk more shit in one day than four of the world's oceans water. And the reason that it's only four, you know, seawater got calories, and I don't be wanting to get fat. 701, you back.
Got off work. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, man. I thought you was back. You must be the only one listening. Ain't nobody called in. Any motherfucking way, what I'm saying, you know, when you have a problem and you're fortunate enough to have some fucking OGs to call, you get to feel your position in the life you lead. Now, I know so many niggas to call about this abadabra who are living in the gutter these days. And they live there because they made use of false pretenses to get with the in crowd. When you live in a fake world, all the results you get from it are fake. Those dudes are in the gutter now thought that fake shit they was doing would carry them as well as the real shit me and Tay was doing. Sadly, just as a lot of you motherfuckers gonna find out, it don't work that way. It just does not. Life don't work that way. The only thing that's gonna carry you into your later years with stellar marks of professionalism is the true abadabba that you get from fucking with me. Because I don't talk no fake shit. I don't give you no goddamn promise of nothing except for what you gonna work for. I'm talking about the kind of game that Philmo Slim, Shantae Parker, Hollywood Hots, Gorgeous Dre, the original white folks, myself, and other OGPs who were down and dirty over 50 years. We got our respect the hard way, the old-fashioned way. We took it. We were down and dirty. We took our respect every time we hit the road and ended up in a city where we were strangers. We were strangers to the city, but not to the life within it. We understood we had to go into the belly of the beast if we wanted to eat. We didn't have no hookups in that city. Whatever hookup we gained, we took. After taking the fruit props, the real niggas of the city show up and they want to kick it. But as ordered by this abadabba, you had to show and tell. Them niggas don't want to fuck with no wannabes. Some nigga that got a car, live in a motel. Shit. They want to kick it with pimps who know how to come into a city and claim it. See, the abadabba claims things that ain't really yours, but it's there for the taking. And if you take it, you ain't stealing. We're taking what we want from any fucking city we go to, period, because we represent this abadabba Q. And we ain't afraid to take what the fuck we want. Quality dominates. Quantity rules. Abadabba prevails. God damn it. That's how it go. If you want either of these superior beneficial traits, then you should go to school with all of the above. Then that's Sidewalk University. God damn it, my male confidence is exclusively taught at Sidewalk University, along with all the other aspects of being a man that you've been missing. And it does for you what you could not do alone for yourself. My Sidewalk University pumps you up to want shit. I've been selling my course, I'm telling you, 12 years or more, and made a couple of bucks in the process. And I'm telling you, I'm making it to where you can enroll in Sidewalk University, and I supply the course on me. Enough pirates have stolen my shit. And it only makes sense, you know, to put them motherfuckers out of business by offering that shit through Sidewalk University free. Because Sidewalk University makes it possible for you to see how to maneuver in the world, or a world, that's afraid of real men. And it shows you how to maneuver and get what you want, being a real man. Even though the fear is real, the respect you get from displaying who you truly are, a man, will surpass any respect you've ever experienced. And their fear will become your strength. How strong are you, man? You got to think about that. Get at PayPal and use that ass rosebud at gmail.com. Email and enroll for the coming semester of April. Whatever you do, enroll. One of the first niggas in the streets, one of the first things you learn in the streets is how to rough it. It's rough without a hoe if you a real pimp. It's rough without a hustle if you a real hustler. But if you in the streets, you learn to manipulate all kinds of shit so you can make it until you come up. That's what you got to do. You got to come up. And you can't come up unless you stay fucking down. I stay down. Today's niggas don't have the tenacity to do anything but sit in front of the computer and hope. Hope baby gets some money tonight. Shit. Man, I never hope the hoe do shit. I never hope the hoe would do shit. I knew, based on my understanding of this game, this abadabba we spit, she was coming in to pay me, period, for the Q I represent. The joke is on y'all, because when that hoe chooses a real pimp, you're going to have to watch him get paid by a broad that worked with you in the dump yard. Most of you guys claiming this lifestyle are fit to be city employees, working on the side of the freeway, picking up cans and trash. I got some people that has done that, but they ain't doing it now. So look, I'm gone.